Cross-curricular focus, page 84. Social changes in Britain.
Social welfare services. 15 cents isn't worth much today, is it? But in the interwar years in Britain, it could save your life. 15 cents was the cost of a visit to the doctor. However, in those days, many working-class people couldn't afford medical treatment or even fuel to keep their homes warm in the winter. It wasn't uncommon for a family of 12 to live in a two-bedroom house where it was so cold there was ice on the inside of the windows. These were the hard realities of the life in the UK in the 1930s. Although there was a national health insurance scheme which provided benefits for unemployed and sick workers, it didn't protect workers' families, so children weren't able to receive free medical services. Medicine and doctors were a luxury, and there weren't any antibiotics, so babies often died of illnesses such as pneumonia. By 1932, millions of people were unemployed, so the government reduced the unemployment benefits it was giving by 10%, forcing millions of working-class people into poverty. These families had to depend on charities for food, clothes and education. Workhouse hospitals provided them with medical care. Then, in 1942, a British economist named William Beveridge introduced a plan to help rebuild the country after World War II. His plan created a national system of benefits to protect the British people from the cradle to the grave. These services included unemployment benefits, health services, and education services. In order to pay for these services, every working person would pay a percentage of his or her salary to the government. In 1945, the Labour government put Beveridge's plan into action, turning Britain into a welfare state. At last, there was hope of narrowing the difference between the rich and the poor.